in your community, just some of the fantastic social gatherings that have taken place across the country this summer, bringing together members in their local areas. In North Wales, members enjoyed a fantastic Buddies Lunch Club with 20 attendees. The room was absolutely buzzing with conversation, warmth and comradeship. We were delighted to welcome our guest speakers from North Wales Accessible Holidays for Blind and Visually Impaired, who shared the inspiring story of how their local grassroots charity was established. Members enjoyed finding out about the fully adapted and accessible static caravan holidays on offer. The holidays are subsidised and part-funded by the charity. Based in picturesque sites in beautiful North Wales, the holidays are available to anyone throughout the UK who is blind or vision impaired and their friends or family. It was a fascinating and informative presentation, highlighting the importance of accessible leisure opportunities and the positive impact they can have on well-being and independence. In Manchester, our wonderful friends at Bureau Veritas held a fabulous afternoon tea for our members in the community at their offices in Withenshaw. Everyone had such a brilliant time, singing along with a vintage singer, dancing, laughing, enjoying beautiful afternoon teas and a quiz, and even trying out a Land Army Jeep for size. What more could we ask for? This was all arranged by Michelle at Bureau Veritas and her amazing team of Bureau Veritas volunteers. In Plymouth, it was a hot day in the veterans' tent at an Armed Forces Day celebration in Plymouth, and it was also really busy, which was great. We exhibited members' artworks from our national creative project, as well as knitted soldiers, sailors and airmen made by volunteers, all of which went down really well and generated extra interest in our stall. We could have sold loads. We were also joined by some of our Plymouth members who spent time on our stand speaking to the public. In Shrewsbury, members took part in a fantastic Armed Forces Day at Shrewsbury Castle, where they enjoyed entertainment from the Shropshire Brass Band and the Blaney Band and bugles from the Cadet Force. We also had the privilege of seeing one of our members dressed in historical uniform, demonstrating equipment from the Soldiers of Shropshire Museum. In Hull, the sweltering temperatures didn't stop us getting out with our stand on Armed Forces Day in Hull, and despite the heat, the event was very well attended. Our staff had a great time soaking up the atmosphere, chatting to the general public, many of whom shared personal experiences of both sight loss and serving in the forces, and meeting potential new members. A huge thank you to the members and volunteers who came out to support us. In Weymouth, a group of members had the most relaxing trip along the Dorset coastline last month. We saw the cruise ship and warship moored in Portland Bay, and could see across to the White Horse in Osmington, a depiction of King George III, who regularly visited Weymouth. Members enjoyed feeling the wind in their hair and the spray on their faces. They were even encouraged to take the helm and steer the ship. A big thank you to Sarah Barnes for accompanying us and making the trip so memorable for the members. We also had two amazing volunteers, Phil and Stephen, without whom some of our members would not have been able to attend. In Lincolnshire, members were invited to RAF Cranwell to observe the final rehearsal for the Officer Cadets Passing Out Parade. The visit offered a unique opportunity to witness firsthand the precision, discipline and professionalism of the cadets as they prepared for their graduation, while providing veterans with the chance to reconnect with military traditions and share in an important milestone for the next generation of service personnel. As the rehearsal unfolded, attendees watched the carefully choreographed drills and ceremonial movements that remained such a significant part of military life. The occasion prompted many reflections on their own service experiences, with members discussing the similarities and differences between today's ceremonies and their own passing out parades. The day served as a reminder of the enduring values of service, commitment and pride that continue to unite generations of armed forces personnel. Do you want to know what's going on in your local area? Contact your local community team, who can tell you everything you need to know.